Well, folks, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. That's right, 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. That's me. I'm Dave. I have gray hair. I've got a gray beard. I wear glasses like the guy in the artwork. Today, I am actually wearing another green shirt. Did laundry, you know. Did a little laundry. So, how are you, folks? How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you? Yeah, I am glad you're back. I am so glad you're back. So what are we talking about today? I've been talking this week about, I've been trying to talk about 1975, and it hasn't been going very well. I get off on a tangent, and the next thing I know, I've got 10 minutes in there, and I'm going, oh, no. So I'm going to try and talk about it today. You might believe this, you might not. I just got done recording. I was just finished recording the episode. And I didn't lose it. I didn't edit it badly. I didn't do anything. I just didn't like it, how it was going, how it was flowing. I felt like the energy was gone, which is not a good way to do this. If you're going to be a podcaster, don't come into this being all sullen and mopey and, well, here's what I'm thinking today, folks. You got to have some energy. People don't want to hear, I would like you to take 5 seconds and breathe nice and slowly. Not on a podcast like this. If they're looking for meditation, gently lay back, close your eyes. Feel your feet. Relax your feet. Relax your ankle. That's not what I'm about, folks. I'm not a meditation guy. Not that I haven't heard that meditation isn't good for you. I've heard it's very good for you. I'm working with my Apple Watch and my Apple phone on, you know, feeling and breathing and and relaxing and stuff like that. But I'm not into this stuff about, you know, that you might hear on Calm or on other podcasts. That's not me. And I wasn't high energy enough. And I didn't feel that that was fair to you. You, my listener, you're the one I'm here for. Some people might be thinking, oh, he's just here to talk and get it out. That's not why I'm here. I'm here to have a conversation with you. Not all everybody in the world, you, the person listening to me right now. And this is a one-way conversation, and I really wish it was a two-way conversation. One of these days I might invite a guest on, but that's kind of rude to a guest to say, hey, would you like to come on my show? We can chat for 5 minutes or 10. I'd have to break it up into a one whole week interview, right? If it took a half an hour, that'd be 3 days. Oh my goodness. You know, maybe four, because you have to put in the other stuff that has to be there too. Like, you know, hey, how do you get a hold of me? How do you listen to me? All that kind of fun stuff. But here we are again. So attempt number two. And here's something that if you are going to be a podcaster, if it's something you're interested in doing, I can help you with that. But if you're going to be, or you already are, and you're listening to me, if you don't have the energy in you to do a good job, and you're just going through the motions, do yourself a favor. Don't record. Take a break. Go outside. Do whatever you got to do. Walk around the block. Get your energy level up. You know, stand up. A lot of times you'll hear me, I'm standing up. Yeah. That's why I've got a big, I've got a couple of different kind of boom arms. Plus I have mic stands where I can stand up in the middle of the room, hit record, stand back in the middle of the room and start recording standing up because I don't have the energy today. If you're standing and you're smiling while you're doing this, it comes across better. It just does. So, you know, when you're sitting talking with somebody in a group, it becomes a calm, more, I don't want to say civilized. That's not what I mean. but it's just more of a relaxing conversation, right? You're sitting around, you got your legs crossed and things like that. But if you're standing around talking with friends, it's a more energetic, more animated, fun conversation. Am I right? I want you to think about that. Think about, is it, am I right here? Because I believe I am. I can be anywhere. You know, you sit at a dining room table, or you sit in a restaurant. It's quiet, polite conversation. If you're standing outside, you know, in the parking lot or in your backyard or on your deck, you know, around the pool, or if you're out in a social location, like in a restaurant with a bar, and you're standing around talking, chatting with people, it's energetic. It's animated. And think about it. I'm right. I'm sure I'm right here. I really, really am. You know, yes, you can have calm, relaxing conversations standing up, and you can have calm and relaxing conversations sitting down. You can also have energetic conversations sitting down. But I don't believe that they're the same. That's just me. You know, I'm just saying, I just, that's how I feel. And I've been around a while. I understand these things. I mean, I don't understand much, but I understand this. But I do understand a lot of things. But that's part of communication. Now, if I want you to think about this too, is this really, really does make a difference? You could, if you watch on any YouTube channel, a comic like Robin Williams, or, you know, may he rest in peace, finally, or any of those kinds of comics, you're watching their shows. What are they doing? They're standing up. Now, there was an interview that Robin Williams did with a bunch of people, but this one guy, the artist studio, and I can't remember his name for some reason. He was animated, but every time Robin was animated, but every time he really wanted to get the crowd going or bring them in or be funnier, he stood up. There, and if you watch him on, you know, the videos of him on Johnny Carson or on any other talk show, he wants to get his point across, or he really wants that laugh, or he really wants whatever, he stands up, right? He does. That's what I'm saying. If you're having a conversation and you want to be animated, stand up. So I've gotten into, and I've gotten off track, but this is what I wanted to get across as to what was happening today with me. I didn't stand up, and I should be standing up. I'm having an animated conversation now in my mind because I'm into this. Before it was just, I was almost monotone. It was sad. I saved it and I bounced it. Bouncing is a term where you're bouncing it. You're extracting it from your digital audio workstation, or where I record, which is Logic Pro. And you're putting it on your computer as a MP3 and or a WAV file. And I named it 5 minutes with gray hair. I didn't even type minutes right. MNIS with Gray Hair Dave, episode 74. Done badly. Because it was just not great. It really wasn't. So I'm sorry, 1975. I just keep losing you. And 75 was a great year. I graduated high school in that year. I had a fantastic girlfriend. I loved her and love her to this day. Just, you know, and great friends, great family, good times. And I'll get to you, 75. I really will. I promise I'll get there. But anyway, you know, here's something I want you to think about too. What were you doing in 1975? You know, were you in high school? Were you out of high school? Were you in college? Were you in middle school, or were you born? If you weren't born yet, leave me a message at 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. That's the number 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. Let me know where you were in 1975. I will say this about 1975. Where I grew up in Michigan, The weather was good. I enjoyed myself. I was glad for the family that I had, the times I had, the friends that I had, and I was glad to be alive. And I'm glad I still am. But family and friends and girlfriends were so important back in 75 to me that I hope they were to you. That being said, folks, it's that time, you know. If you've got something going on you want me to know about, leave me a message, 5minutesofgrayhairdave.com. That's the number 5minutesofgrayhairdave.com. Tell your friends about me if you would. I really appreciate that. You know, I don't ask for donations or anything like that. I pay to do everything, and I'm happy to, but I like hearing from you. I like hearing from the conversations, like I started with the first person who emailed me. Email me again with your address, and I'll send you out a little prize there. And if you don't feel like that, that's absolutely fine also, folks. But remember this, if your friends don't know what a podcast is or where to find one or how to use it, how to play it, show them for me, will you? So on that note, from all the guys here in my head, there's a few, and they'll come out one day. It's me, Gray Hair Dave, saying, don't forget to smile today, folks. Go out and make it a wonderful day, and God bless. Bye-bye.